the zikr mentioned above is for a healthy person. Right? 100 times La ilaha illallah, 100 times Allah as you make the zikr. That's our daily ma'mulat. Quran tilawat, how much we can manage? 100 times La ilaha illallah, 100 times Allah. That zikr now, that we do facing towards the qibla, sitting down, and is a way how to make the zikr. The remaining adhkar, our third kalima, durood sharif, istighfar, that we can do walking, driving, etc. But these two dhikrs of La ilaha illallah and Allah, 100 times, that must be done with full concentration, with tabattal ilahi tabatila. The cutting yourself off completely from everything and focusing completely upon Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that has to be done. And Hazrat would say also, this is the right and the haqq of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that we take the name of Allah every day with love. We take the name of Allah with love every day. This is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With this now, and yes, if a person cannot manage 100 times, then he consults once again. 100 times, I don't have the time, it's too difficult for me, I'm not accustomed to it. Then the Shaykh will give a new prescription. When you were students in madrasa also, that time Hazrat Sarad Asud, only 10 times. Only 10, take your time, 2 minutes, 3 minutes only, your zikr must last you, because you're a talib ilm, you're a student of deen. Only 10 times, but put your heart into it. Then from 10 to 20, then to 50, then to 100. So slowly, slowly you begin to progress till you feel that I can't do without this. But today I didn't make zikr, I'm not feeling right. Even I just sit in the car before entering the house, take out my shoes, cross my legs, and let me just make 20 times, La ilaha illallah, Allah. I didn't make it today, now I just got 2 minutes. Let me sit in the car, make my zikr. I'm not feeling right now. I didn't take the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If a person is ill or weak, he should decrease the amount of dhikr with the consultation of the mentor with his sheikh. Remember that this method mentioned above will not be beneficial without consulting a spiritual mentor, that is the sheikh. Accordingly, it is essential to maintain a contact with the sheikh by being in his company or by correspondence and inform him of your condition. Continue following this advice.